Football Social Daily.
How's it going? It's Niall here with your latest episode of Football Social Daily Shots. If you've listened to the full podcast, then welcome along to our bite-sized edition of the show. A little bit of Fergie time to keep you in the loop with all of the things you might have missed from the Premier League today. And speaking of Fergie time, what about Cristiano Ronaldo? All summer, Manchester United have said that their striker is not for sale. Now the latest reports claim that they're going to listen to offers for the man who wants to play Champions League football, but currently Manchester United aren't able to provide that. They're bottom of the Premier League table, they've lost two games from two, and things are looking pretty bleak for Erik ten Hag. Well, what do the supporters think? Here's Football Social Daily's Joel Tudor with his opinion on the Ronaldo situation.
I think we've reached a period in the window where it's now a lose-lose situation for United. As if they would have been able to prepare for his departure back in June, then a full shortlist could have been drafted up. But from last season, Ronaldo's 18 Premier League goals were the main highlight, and of course his return. So to lose that and replace those goals with 15 days to go until deadline day makes it seem that it will become really desperate for the club. I do think United fans have accepted that he wants to leave, but for me, I find it quite difficult to believe that a serial winner who's won everything and has an abnormal desire for success is now being scapegoated is the problem. I mean, surely the club need more mentalities like that, but I think it would be a very bitter ending. I feel as though he has plenty more to offer regardless of his age. And I could think of many, many more United players who need to be moved on way before him. But I think we've all learned that Ronaldo is only in it for Ronaldo.
So will he stay or will he go? The thoughts there of Manchester United fan Joel Tudor. If he does stay, then that's a benefit to Manchester United in terms of goal scoring, but a negative in the fact that they're keeping a player who clearly doesn't want to be at the club. If he leaves, as Joel mentioned, how does Erik ten Hag replace 18 goals that Cristiano Ronaldo scored last season? Well, United have been linked with Jamie Vardy, the Leicester City striker, and Mateus Cunha, the Atletico Madrid forward. Both of those links we spoke about on today's episode of Football Social Daily, so go and check that out. On the other side of Manchester, there's far less doom and gloom. City have announced the signing of Sergio Gomez. They've got a new left-back in the building. They've been looking for someone to fill that position for a while after Zinchenko's departure for Arsenal. Mark Cucurella was their original target, but after a hefty price tag placed on his head by Brighton, he ended up joining Chelsea instead. But Man City have finally secured someone in that position, and here's what City fan Nat Pike thinks of Gomez's arrival.
So Sergio Gomez has joined Manchester City, and we finally have a left-back. Hooray! Although, having said that, a left-back that started life as a midfielder, and then while working under Vincent Kompany at Anderlecht, was turned into a left-back. However, to me, that sounds like a perfect addition to our squad, given how versatile every player is, how many different positions every player can play and is often slotted into as well. And yes, he worked under Vincent Kompany at Anderlecht, the legend that is Vincent Kompany. He's also come through the Barcelona Academy, Spain under 21 player. He just sounds like a perfect addition to our squad. And left back is a position that we've struggled with for so long. So I do have high hopes for him at 21 at £11 million. He just seems like an absolute bargain. We've had some incredible bargains this summer, and he's looking like he's definitely going to be up there at the top of the list. So ticking all the boxes that we need. Versatile left back. I'm sure he's had a great recommendation from Vincent Kompany, come through Barca with all our Barca connections as well. So I'm really excited. Not sure how often he is going to play this season. Certainly in the big games, I wouldn't expect to see him. However, it's wonderful that we've got extra strength in the squad now, particularly in that position. So a big welcome to him.
So Nat seems like she's pretty happy with that signing, as Manchester City currently sit at the top of the Premier League after two wins from two. I wonder how much of Sergio Gomez we will see, but £11 million does certainly seem like a decent deal. So lots to be excited about from a Man City perspective. They always seem to get their recruitment right, don't they? Another new arrival we're expecting to see in the Premier League very soon is Mateus Nunes, the 23-year-old Portuguese midfielder who plays for Sporting Lisbon. Soon he'll be swapping the green and white stripes of Sporting for the gold of Wolverhampton Wanderers, as a £38 million fee has been agreed with the Portuguese side for his transfer. 8 caps for his country and expected to be a part of the Portugal squad for the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. He looks like he could be another promising addition to Wolves' already strong Portuguese contingent. That's it for the latest when it comes to your Premier League news. For more transfer gossip from the Premier League, including news around West Ham, Everton and Chelsea, then why not scroll up and listen to the full episode of Football Social Daily from today. That's it from me on Shots. Speak to you again tomorrow.